Yes, hello, dears. This is the Ninth Dimensional Pleiadian Collective, and we are very pleased and very honored to once again have an opportunity to connect with you all. So what we would like to discuss today is the law of reflection, and for you to be aware that it is one of the most powerful tools that you have in your toolbox for the ascension process. You are a being of energy, and you project yourself into density. Each and every one of you is pulsing out a unique vibrational signature that is constantly in flux and changed based on your belief systems that you are carrying in your field, about yourself, about the world, and your participation in it. So as you project yourself into density, the first thing you create for yourself is a physical vehicle. And then you also pulse out your reality, your version of reality. Now, some of that version of reality is shared by mass consciousness. Some things you share, your belief systems about history, what your past is, the illusion of your past, your agreed upon set of circumstances that create your past, and then some shared events in your experience. Now, your interpretation of those events is unique unto you. Each and every one of you provide a unique experience that you put into the Akashic records that the rest of us get to experience. Now, as you project out, first you create the physical vehicle and then you create your physical world. And your physical world is a reflection of the vibrational pulses that you are sending out. The universe helps you, it co-creates with you. So as you pulse out, the universe brings you a reflection back. Now, that reflection is a vibrational match. That's where the laws of attraction come in. That what you are getting back is a vibrational match, an attractive match. How that looks in reality is that anytime you feel yourself being judged by others, that thing that they're judging you for, say you're not good enough or you're not smart enough, those are things that you are judging in yourself. So you think that you're not good enough, or you think that you're not smart enough, and you're pulsing out those programs, and the universe responds in kind, and it mirrors back to you that belief that others are showing you that you aren't smart enough or good enough. The same thing happens when you are judging other people. The universe will reflect that back to you. As you are judging others, you are also judging yourself. And when you become aware of the law of reflection, you can identify the programs that are running at the subconscious level much, much easier, because that's how you all set the game up for yourselves. You knew you weren't going to be able to see all the programs, or that you may not be aware at the conscious level of all the programs that were running. So the physical reality reflects it all back. The more present you can be to observe that which you are creating, the easier reality is to manipulate, because you can take stock and say, all right, do I like the vibration I'm creating, or do I want to pull something different out so I can get a different result reflected back to me? If you're not present, if you're worrying about the past or the future, then you're not really in touch with your inner gauge, if you will. You're not really observing what's going on around you or what you're getting back. And so those subconscious programs continue to run. 2010 is the year of manifestation. This is the year that you really get to play around with it all, that you get to perfect it all. And the more you can utilize this law, again, the easier life becomes. So have fun. Play around with it. See where this law is in action in your life. What's happening with the relationships with your family, with your co-workers, with friends, with strangers that you encounter on the street? Your interactions with all of these different people, your interactions are going to show you exactly what programs are running. Some of them you're going to love, others not so much, and you get to shift them. Have fun, dear ones. So we hope that helps in your understanding of the law of reflection. We hope you utilize it more and more. The higher you go in vibration, the more you're going to want to use this. the more you're going to want to see these things that are running at the subconscious level so you can fine-tune. And you're going to understand more and more the natural laws. There are others that are at play besides attraction and reflection, but this is enough to get you started. So have a good time with it. Until later, we will be watching and waiting and sending many well wishes.